Blog Talk Radio.
Carrier asks, what does comfort mean to you? Is it a cool breeze on a scorching day? Or a cozy corner on a cold night? That every room of the house is as inviting as the next. And the air is fresh and clean for everyone. That humidity is where it belongs. At Carrier, comfort means more than just the temperature. And the people who invented modern air conditioning keep inventing new ways to make you comfortable, however you define it.
To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's up in the jail before. Suck my dick, and all them other cats you run with, get done with, done quick. How the fuck you going poke the dog or some bum shit? I say go to gun click, 911 shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain, so watch what you do, or you will find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas tried to diss you, that's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. Enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. That nigga's character, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all on the strip for their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talking. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, unless you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga, push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker to slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we want out. When up in there, everybody come out. When the body burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, nigga running his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fish. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
One, two,
meet me outside. Meet me outside. Meet me outside.
Bounce again, 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 boun
y'all can do now.
Welcome to another edition of the Honeybee Files. It's your boy, International Internet Radio Broadcasting Producer, Class of 2021, and your Honeybee Ola. There was one in, especially you. Welcome to the Honeybee Files again. This is a private network and a course. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria, 453-9133. All you guys, press 1. Station is brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, before we start our show, I cannot no longer be silent on some of the practices that was done on Friday night. And I want to make this perfectly clear. When you see my page on Facebook, it says I am the supreme all human beings. Now, we have shows on our network that will never be censored. And talking about too thorough by Will of God. Now, again, no host will ever be censored at O&E Day. Okay? Will of God has the right to express his opinion how he wants to express his opinion. But however, the views that were made on that show are not necessarily the views of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. It's by networks of Damon Network and Beverly Nation, or its promoters, or its sponsors. Again, we will separate ourselves from any comments that are homophobic in nature. You know, everyone has a right to their opinion or whatever they want to say. But when we try to put people out and try to self-humiliate them on the air, then that's something that we can't abide by. We have listeners all around the world, okay? Not just white listeners, not just Melanite people, not just Asians, and not just gay, lesbian, and transgenders. We're all family. We're all people and have the rights to be respected as people. And again, I say again, if you listen to Will of God's show, he goes off in a rant. He has the right to do that by the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment talks about freedom of and freedom of speech. And that's the bridge here in O&E Dynasty. However, there is also an amendment called the 14th. And it says that all people should be respected equally under the law. And again, good evening to all you folks out there. You know it's your Honey Bee. And I have my special host of the show, because I'm her DJ, actually. And we're going to have some good, you know, conversation and dialogue with all of you. So press 1 and you ready. The wonderful Sister Bessie the Trooper. What's going on, young lady? Welcome to the Honey Bee Files. How you feel?
Peace and blessings here, Honey Bee. I'm right here with you to honor our
yes,
brother.
Yeah, we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him tremendously. You're talking about somebody who's an iconic figure in the just the structure of rap music, hip hop. You know, he came out raw and unadulterated. He was just, you know, I mean, you heard his voice like, who is this? And this man was the first artist in Billboard charting history that had his first 5 albums debut at number 1 on the Billboard pop charts. That's the top chart you can get there on the Billboard, you know, hip hop, but the popular charts. So I just show you how great, you know, his legacy is. And, you know, it's kind of funny, Sister Bessie, it seems like people get stronger as they, you know, pass, like Tupac, Big Smalls, people like Big L, you know, even the young Pop Smoke, who, you know, came out for a little while and was like a quasar, and now he's gone. You know, people, man, this hip-hop game, man, is amazing, and the stresses in the life of DMX, man, was just amazing. Hey, talk to us tonight how you feel about DMX when we go to the next track.
Well, you know, he was one of my favorite rappers. You know, I have others on my list, but I love the way he told his story. And he told the hood story. And he was real in his words and what he portrayed. So I'm going to miss him, and I love him. And, you know, that voice, baritone voice he had, was just unique. And he was just wonderful to me. Now, there are some brothers out there saying, well, hey, wait a minute, he was a crackhead. So is many of the geniuses in the world. They have some type of addiction, some type of mental problem. So, brothers, don't come down on this brother. Uplift him. He's gone. Uplift him. Don't come down on him, please.
Well, you know, like I said, man, he shared his light in the world. He shared what it meant to be a human being, you know what I'm saying? All the pitfalls of, you know, this so-called ghetto. You know, he told his truth, and he was happy about his truth, and that was it. And that's what we do tonight on a constant basis. So it's all tonight. Let's go to another song where Jesse did this soundtrack. Where the hood at?
Hey, yo, you niggas must be out your fucking mind. Thinking dog can't pull another motherfucking rabbit out the hat. Think I ain't gonna check up my motherfucking speed, you bitch ass niggas. Fuck it, niggas. Hey, niggas think I'm doing just sitting around doing nothing. Oh my god, yo, you can't be serious. With a nigga like me, D to the M to the X. Last I heard, that niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love, the homo thug. Empty out below, the domo slug. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if you squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's the cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they broad. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. Know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I can't, I think it's a business for fucking with me. And she's crazy.
You better bust that if you gon' pull that.
how you feel, Bethy? That's how you, this is what you're going to do tonight? This is what we're doing?
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. I gotta go there with you. I got to go there with you. What made you come up with this? What was the inspiration to Where the Hood At?
Because in our community, we were once at a time, we all looked out for each other. We all contributed to each other. And today, we are so separated in our thoughts and how we treat each other. And that's why I said, my brother, Where the Hood Is At.
All right. I see what you're doing here. 516-453-9133. All the folks that want to come on and share a poem tonight, you definitely can. Anybody got some pieces? You know what I mean? You want to go upstairs and try to get your pieces? Go around the corner, go down the basement, you know, go under, you know, to a little hammock down there and pull out some papers. Hey, man, you're definitely invited to do so at this time. So, of course, tonight, this is Sister Bessie's soundtrack, y'all, of the great DMX, y'all. And I'm really excited about this. And, you know, this is another one that I love, too. Man, Lord.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Preach.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name.
In the name of Jesus.
Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through. And trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Double.
I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Double.
Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and they, nothing they can tell me now.
Lord, give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign. Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's fighting. Crying about life being nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord. With the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest man. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I wanna feel, show me how, please. Let me take your hand, guide me. I walk slow, but stay right beside me. Devil's trying to find me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind.
Okay, Bessie. All right. Now tell me your interpretation tonight of that one right there. Lord, give me a sign.
Well, with all the things that he went through as a child, all the way in adulthood, even the struggle with the drugs, he was still seeking the Creator in everything in his life.
Right.
And he recognized the Creator. And that's what I love about his portrayal in his music. He always kept the Creator in his heart. And
okay.
we have lost the knowledge of the Creator in our hearts to be around, to be good in the world. We're killing each other. We're doing so many mean things to each other. But this brother was real. How many people on this planet have a real personality, character?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
All right. You heard what Sister Betsy said. And now how Honeybee Files go, and she is our spotlighted poet for this evening, she will give you her testament to her wonderful, just, you know, I just love Sister Betsy and what she does. Sister Betsy, like I tell all the poets that come on the Honeybee Files, the mic is yours.
Dear Mex has been laid to rest, but his spirit is still a fact. For those that don't want to give him his props, understand he came out of the rot. That brother fought the music industry. He reached many with his powerful lyrics. Yea, they jailed him without bail. The powers that be, they didn't want many to hear his truth for you to see. He tried to teach you to take you out of that corporation noose. His life was a mighty book. Just take a look. In his wisdom, he let us know that a thug needs a hug. The love of God he revealed in his soul as the world danced and rolled. In the power of his voice was a mighty heart pump that left you with a warrior's lump. Wrap him in your mind when you hit that remote and keep him inside. Let his life lessons take you for that mighty ride. All you brothers hunting for the drugs and the doves, this is your life. If you don't have the Most High in you, you shall live by the sword and you shall die by the gun or the knife. Not once, but twice. In my heart, you're still alive. Rest in peace, for you are forever in time. My brother DMX, we love you like the most expensive wine. Ride or die, my brother. Ride or die, my brother.
All right. Bark there, Betsy. Well, first of all, we'll get this back later on. But, of course, that's our first testament. We'll play another track and we bring on our first caller of the evening. This is the Honeybee and DJ Olasky. And let's get it on while we are still here. Slipping, y'all. Let's get it.
Life shit.
Yeah.
Life shit is like, it's like bump the fuck out, so.
For real. See, to live, to suffer, but to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, wasn't my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half, shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder, heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I dare a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch, starting shit with kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. Ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. I took some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, that could have been yo. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40, so I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel, and much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga through all the bullshit, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Okay, I see how you doing, Bethy. I see what you're doing. I see how you coming off here, man. You know, listen, guys, she's the second, you know, female host in Only Dynasty history to spotlight her own soundtrack. So all the female hosts out there right now, you know what I mean, equal protection under the law, right? Look, the next Honeybee Files I do, you know what I mean, you know, of course, 30 days from now, hey, I'm looking for people to say, hey, brother, oh, I'd like to come on and do my own tracks. Hey, man. First time since Ricky R. Jones. How about that? And what was your, you know, your message there? What was your interpretation of that song there, Sister Beth, before I bring on the first caller of the evening?
He, to me, what I listened to as music, that he was struggling within his soul and his mind. And he was struggling with the good and the bad. And he was looking for some help. But we as people around the world, there are people falling apart around you. And we got to reach out to them. And he had revealed his spirit to show the struggle that he was going through. And he laid it down for us. And he laid it down as a book for us to take a look at around the world. That's my opinion. Honeybee?
All right. Now, this is just the Bethy show, right? And, of course, you know, a lot of times when it comes down to situations, okay, you know, when you come on, you'll be talking to Sister Betsy. I'm just falling back right now, taking chats, you know what I mean, or all across the world, what have you. So when you come on, you'll be talking to Sister Betsy as the host of this show, The Honeybee Files. So when we come on this edition, you know, of course, 30 days from now, the people that want to come on and be able to host the show, new type of format. And like I said, I'm looking for a female host, okay? You know what I mean? In 30 days, I'm going to be going around asking some folks to come on and be able to express themselves through, you know, the Wheels of Steel. Okay, so I'll bring on the first call. You'll be talking to Sister Betsy the Truther. And the first call tonight, you're on the line right now, Sister Betsy and the Honeybee File.
Well, I'm glad I ain't no damn female, because I'm so glad God made me a male. I can speak and spell. Will a guy go on? He or she got a story to tell.
How you doing, Sister Betsy? Oh, my God.
Hi, Willa God. Peace and blessings to you.
I'm so happy you... You know what? It's so beautiful that you revel it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if people listen to you around the world, but they need to take time and just... Listen. If they don't know how to listen, then I'm going to tell them in their face or maybe around the block, you dumb as hell. I'm sorry. I speak my mind sometimes, and people don't like the way I speak. Some people want to be like, yo, man, why you say that? Because I felt like it. When you have a chance to speak from your heart, you feel like it. And, oh, my God, what I heard today, right, and I'm listening to all the stuff y'all playing about DMX. I never got a chance to meet DMX, but I did meet a lot of people that he's associated with from being out there in the world and then changing my world and getting into Christ, where I just left the world of hip-hop and R&B. Come on, Pastor said, you cannot serve two gods. So I was like, all right. So I got in the church choir, and I left all the hip-hop alone, and I had a chance to blow up and be, like, you know, on my throne, because back in the day, I was the number one DJ. But I ain't going to put that out there yet. I ain't going to let anybody know how thorough I really am until later. I'm going to bust their heads wide open, because never mind. But I'm just saying, But DMX right now, because I got to catch up with a lot of people like Tretch and my boy Vinny from Naughty by Nature and you know, Coolio and Ice Cube. All people that know this boy, you know, even to New York people, I know a lot of people, but I never got a chance to meet DMX. But I heard today that his family is saying, and I heard this is the grapevine, so I don't know if this is appropriate, but they said that he took that damn vaccine. Now, DMX is not a person, even though he, you know, everybody know he used to get on and everything, but he knew he wasn't going to get that on where he's going to kill himself. You know what I mean? He know his levels. He know where to stop. He ain't that stupid. Because anytime he praying to God, anytime he trying to, and that's one brother I got to give him all the props, because one thing he did, no matter how much he said he was a dog and how far he went into demonic lifestyles and seeing demonic spirits and seeing, you know, captivation of coochie, because, you know, he's seen all types of coochie. He just was like, I'm going to be a dog. Ruff, ruff. You know what I mean? He choked it. He's like, man, I don't love you. You got grapefruit bomb right now. You could be either spicy mustard or the other type of mustard. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
that. Brother Will, I thank you for your comments, but I just want you to say real quickly what impression that you have in your heart for DMX at this moment.
Well, DMX, in my mind, was, how can I say this? He was a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke the truth. He lived a lifestyle where as though he didn't want to act like he was, like, I don't know him. But just listening to, like, Cosmic Kev today on the news today, he was the type of brother, like, look, I'm down to earth just like I am. Like, I'm so down to earth, you would never know how down I am. But the thing was,
he was real.
And the new album that he came out with, I don't know if album, because I don't know what it sounds like yet, but since he has every single body on his album, I don't know if it's a 20 selection album or a 10 selection album, but he had everybody on it. So that means he was going to blow up to the extreme. Now, I don't know if the Illuminati was like, yo, you going to be down with us? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't down with us, okay, let's make it happen. I don't know if that's the person or if it was another type of story. But I do have a poem I'm going to drop from the freestyle of my mind so that everybody can understand
where Will, you may have to come back on because we got a lot of callers.
Do my freestyle?
Yes. Is it long or short?
It's short. I just want my freestyle.
Okay,
I don't know what the hell I'm going to say.
All right, go ahead.
I have no clue what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You know me. Okay. This is for DMX, y'all. This is a boy, Will of God. I don't know what I'm going to say right now, but I'm going to come out there like it is what it is. Think about the times you had a chance to be an ex. Would you look like, is that a problem or a disrespect? See, back in the day, people didn't know at the time. Look at Malcolm X and say, oh, my God, is that mine? Then you say, ooh, as it changed my grandma. Then here comes the hammer. See, DMX did something that nobody ever could do. He said things that you never wanted to, and he made it true. Think about that one time when he said, what you really want from a nigga? I shouldn't say that word, so I make it change up to be a trigger. Or should I say a nigfa? Because that's another word of a nigga. But y'all don't understand what's really going on right now. Because y'all stuck on the situation that I'm dumb right now. See, if you don't understand what's happening right now in your town, imagine if you had a situation that's going on right now. Y'all can't feel my wrath because y'all still don't know how to take that damn bath. But you know, you need to be clean if you want to be a dream. You understand? That's the next time you're going to be on the scene. But if you ain't got a team, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about because you don't really know what the hell I mean. But feel about it because ladies got to be the queen. But if you keep a queen and she's a dream and she's an absolutely of an asshole, then you already know you just made it to the last commode. Don't treat the woman like she's disrespect because she is always going to have the intellect. Now, if you understand what I just said, you just got extra on the marks of the spot. Now, think about the time when you were a part of the dark. DMX is going to be a part of the art. When you talk to me next time, you better feel my freaking heart. Hello.
Oh, thank you, Will. Will? Peace.
All right, here he is. All right, well, been unmuted. Go ahead, Sister Bessie.
Yes, Will, can you tell us your time, your show, and what time and what date? Real quick.
Oh, I bet. You can check me out on Two Thorough by Will of God. And my next topic is My Preference Ain't Your Preference. Explain Yourself. 2021. Part
okay,
one.
Okay, thank you. I love you, Will.
Love you back, baby.
All right, that's Will of God, y'all. Now, of course, we go back to our track, and we're going to take our next caller right here. Sister Bessie is your host. This is DJ, y'all. Let's get right to it. Who we be?
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my nigga Q. Down to earth. Go in peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know. This goes out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby. Drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the baby, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken mothers, it happens too often, the problems, the things we use to solve them, Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the studios, the shows, it comes and it goes. The jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave him the slugs, the one that put him in me. The snakes, the grass, too long to see the lawnmower sitting right next to the tree. Go to jail or get your ass kicked. The lawyers, the part, they are of the puzzle. The release, the warning, try not to get in trouble. The snitches, the eyes, probation, parole. The new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole. The cell, the bus, the ride, of course. The greens, the boots, the yard, you caught. The fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing. The riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened. The 2 years in a box, revenge, the plots. The 23 hours that's locked. The 1 hour that's not the silence, the dark, the mind so fragile. The wish that the streets would have took you when they had you. The days, the months, the years, despair. One night on my knees, here it comes, the prayer. I was his, it was right what I did. My ups and downs, my slips, my falls, my trials and tribulations, my heart, my walls, my mother, my father. I love him, I hate him. Wish God I didn't have him, but I'm glad that he made him. The roaches, the rats, the strays, the cats, the guns, knives, and bats. Every time I scrap, the hustling, the dealing, the robbing, the stealing, the shit hit the ceiling. Little boy with no feeling, the frustration, rage, trapped inside a cage, the beating till the age. Carried a 12 gauge. Somebody stop me. Please. Somebody come and get me. What? Little did I know that the law was riding with me. The dark, the light, my heart, the fight, the wrong, the right. It's gone.
from the heart.
Music you're hearing from right now is from the one and only Sister Bessie the Truther, y'all. Right here on these Honeybee Files for you, and especially you right here at Damon Network. Determined and Motivated Online now. And of course, you know who to call, right? 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, of course, you know I got to hear your interpretation on this one, Sister Bessie. Who's EG?
Oh. In your community, you got people right there, and you don't really know who they are. You look at them from the outside. You don't know
Come
what they've
now.
Been through. They, you don't
Come
know
on, talk
what
about it. Talk about it. I love this.
In their life, you don't know what they had to suffer to come to where they are. You can't look and assume that a person make judgment on a person. You don't know where they came from, where they've been.
Come on now. Yes, Sassy, yes. Maybe, sounds good.
When you think about it, when you realize the story that he was telling about his life, and when you realize something that his mother took him to a juvenile home and just left him there.
Wow.
Do you know how much pain that is for a child? So overall, don't make judgments on people when you don't know what they've been through in their life. You're looking at the outside. Try to reach the inside before you make judgments.
Wow, that sounds like the 14th Amendment right there. On that note, I'm going to go to the next caller. Next caller right now, you're on the line right now with your host, Sister Bessie the Truth, right here on these Honeybee Files. How about that?
Hi, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, Queen Sister. This is Jared, the Gifted One Thomas, a.k.a. Jarius D. I'm tuning in tonight. How are y'all this evening?
Hi, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the show tonight. I'm definitely loving the music tonight.
Oh, all right. Give me your opinion on the life of DMX.
Well, I read DMX's book when I was in high school. I was in the ninth grade when I read his actual life story. And he came from a world that I came from, misunderstood, broken home, battered, abused, left alone. And I identified with him as an artist because I'm an artist. And he showed me that be transparent, be you, be real, and be honest, and people will respond to you likewise. So I appreciated DMX for that, and I love DMX that he came out as a man of faith, but he came out as a real man, as a real person who has been through some struggles, who has to tell his story to show other people, look, I've been through it. I'm still going through it, but I'm still here with you. So DMX was definitely one of those artists that he inspired me on the spiritual level as well as on a human level.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Do you have anything else? Do you have a piece that you would like to the listeners to hear?
I actually do have a piece, and it's going to be coming from my actual new book of poetry. It's Catching Up With Me, available now on Amazon.com. And this the title of this piece is called They Taught Me to Hate Me. Why is he reading a book? What makes him think he's better than me? Who does that nigga think he is? I'll tell you who I am. I'm that brother who was told you'll be nothing, no more than a thief, a liar, a crook, a ditch digger. Was the worst I've heard besides a sad nigger singing gospel in the blues. To be hung from a tree, strange fruit, not ripe enough for picking. Blood dripping water in the grass below our swinging feet, blowing in the wind like sweet magnolias and flames over the land and sand. We see it all the time now, being attacked by our own brothers, cousins, fathers, and friends, being killed by one another in our communities because we simply can't agree to disagree. I've seen this in the streets, beating each other down with our words, walking all over each other's thoughts, spilling our guts on the sidewalks like animals for their evening meal. My spirit weeps for those people because they taught me to hate me when they don't even know me, but they want to use me for all that I am because I'm truly what they want me to be. What's the deal? Why do you teach me to hate me when you gave me the world that we built and you left us with the shame and the guilt that he's better than me or she's better than her because we're still the same pedigree? No matter the shade of black you are, we shine bright like the night, like the stars, which is why we kill each other under the shade with chances and wishes of getting away, leaving our bodies twisted in the dirt, left on the ground like a plant. Who told you it was okay to hate me the way you choose to when you're not my enemy, but I pray each day to please keep the hate and the negativity away? They taught us to hate me.
Oh, thank you, my brother. That was wonderful.
Outstanding.
Yes. You are a new host that will be coming on the podcast. Can you tell us what day and what time will your podcast be on, your show?
Yes, I will be airing on the 20th of this month. I'm going to be the homosexual host. I'm airing on the 20th of this month, and I cannot wait to hit the airwaves and just shock people with my presence and with my voice and with the audience that should grow after my show. So I look forward to the airwaves and having some fun with you guys and really just having a great time.
Wow. All right, thank
you.
We
want to thank him
so much.
Listen, man, we had an outstanding freestyle by Will of God, our charter member host of Only Dynasty, and then a piece by our brand new host and intern, Mr. Jarek, the gifted one Thomas. And of course, we go back to our tracks, and then we have a piece by Sister Bessie right here on these O&E stations. What's my name, y'all?
This is the fucking shit I be talking about.
Yeah.
Half rapping ass motherfuckers.
Niggas.
You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? Come on!
What y'all niggas want?
D-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F
smack the shit out you twice, dog, and that's before I start cursing. I stay flipping. 1 minute I'm cool, the next minute I'm a bony nigga ripping. That's my style. I'm a cruddy nigga, leave you all bloody nigga. Service with a smile, suck my dick. And all you niggas that been to jail before know that it's about to get thick. Let's get it on, baby. You gonna be going against four niggas in one, and you think you crazy? I lost my mind, and I'm about to make you lose yours too from far away. One time.
Track's been brought to you by Sister Bessie the Truther. And again, I'm going to say this again, all ladies, you got power on this show. Days, the first only family host that's a female that want to come on and do their tracks on the Honeybee Files, understand you got to come with poetry as well. So get that thing together. Of course, Sister Bessie, your interpretation on what they want.
Oh, man, I just got from it that he was standing his ground and he was not playing with you. And I felt that he was saying that basically this is what happens when you come in the community. I'm talking about you devils out there, you black devils that's killing and shooting out there. This is what we need to be like when they come in our hood, killing our children, and things like that. We should be ride or die in our community. You're not going to come in our community and kill our children. Not have.
All right. You heard what she said, y'all. And that's why she's called the Truther here. Host of The Front Porch at Odie Dynasty and Beverly Nation and Damon Network. We're all combined as family. She's, of course, at, you know, Damon Network, but, of course, we're all family in our bi networks. We are O&E strong all day long. And, of course, we do have another caller on this line right now that was patient. And now you're on right now. Hopefully you can hear us. Caller, you're on the line right now. Sister Bessie, the host of the Honeybee Files.
Peace and blessings. Hi.
Caller? All right, you know, caller might be doing a little something, so we'll put him, you know, put them person back on ice. And we got another caller that's waiting to bite at the bit right now. But before we bring the caller on, Bessie, you do have another poem, don't you?
Yes, I do. This poem is called Consent. You have consented to your own demise. Free thought is under attack, that so many trains of thought is whack. The mind is the war. What is being put in you? The lies have fooled you. Is there danger for you thinking for self? The 1% is filled with wrath. Who told you that they love you? Watch out. For the red dragon and the serpent, enemy is on high speed lurking. Watch, cause the evil eye is mapping. The coming reset is a world trap for you to take a serious nap. The study of your DNA, your genes, your blood by all these wicked scientists has always been in play. Wickedness has been plotting on your slow death. Before and until this day, you consent to the murder and crimes because the parasite needs your soul to die. Have you reached that plateau of learning? Are you willing to lose your soul to the last burning? Pray for the spiritual awakening. It's time to remove the veil and start seeing all these frequencies have been giving you brain disease, causing many to die like fleas. Consent not. Consent not, because the world is in a boiling pot. It's up to you to find the Creator's truth. Remember that this is a test. Will you let your mind be a pest? Or will you fill the earth with a warrior's net? I'm pleading with the world to not consent. Never consent. Never consent. Leave all drugs and dope and start blowing the truth smoke. Don't consent to your demise, or the world will die. Die.
Wow. You know, that is deep right there in itself. And, you know, a lot of times how I feel about DMX, and I want all folks to call out there, 516-453-9133, just press 1, and then join the conversation brought to you by them boys in Looking Glass. You know, I think about something that I wrote myself today for DMX, and it's about war. And this is my piece. Real simply, looking around, the battle scene was harsh. Bodies lay scattered on the ground with the nauseating scent of blood surrounding me. I can hardly see, for smoke blinds my eyes, and as I look around, my heart sinks and fills with sorrow. I want this inner city battle to end. Nor does the gunfire hurt my eardrums, piercing and killing lives. The images and feelings scare me for life. This is a place of death, but we will try hard to keep hope. And that's that piece, Sister Bessie.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Love it.
And that's just something a little small for my heart. You know what I mean? You know, when I put my pen to action, you know, it's for a reason. And I want to thank Angela Thomas Smith. You know, when I came on, you know, her podcast, you know, on Facebook through StreamYard, and I get moved sometimes. You know how I feel about Earl. Earl is like
yes.
me. You know,
yeah.
Earl is all of us, no matter what,
yeah.
you know, where we come from. People who struggle through life's experiences have been hurt and misused and abused. We are Earl. We are
yes.
Earl. And now we'll go to our, next caller of the evening. And caller, you're online with host Sister Bessie of the Honeybee Files and all tracks done by her right here, at least by me, the great one, Hall of Famer, Olasky.
Well,
hi, peace and blessings.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. Mother, Sister Bessie, Mother, Sister Bessie, Mother, Sister Bessie. I want to say thank you so much for your inspiration and, you know, you putting the soundtrack together, your poetry, interpretation, and everything. Thank you for all that you do. And I want to say this right quick. Wow. What do DMX mean to me? Well, a lot of people of today, they have became attracted by the suit and tie dude, or you see me in my priestly garments or my courtier clothes. DMX remind me of a pep rally. The same rallies that you hear when you go to a high school game, college, even up to pro. They got certain chants that they use, like na 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 na, na 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 na. Hey, DMX reminds me of an energy that most of the people who think they know me today don't realize. That the guy that was walking through the streets of Nam over 35 years ago, he reminded me of that dude, that type of energy. And
mm-hmm.
all I can say for DMX is the energy that he had, it made me start to look at him differently when he transitioned, because
mm-hmm.
he didn't die. We only transitioned from this state to another. Okay?
Yes.
So last but not least, I want to take time to serenade one of my greatest songs, and I love your soundtrack, but one of my personal favorites is the one he did in reference to his grandmother, okay, with Faith Evans' song. And she
mm-hmm.
said, baby, it's going to be okay. She used to tell me that, baby, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me during a time I used to walk the streets of Nam with my black godfather on or my green army jacket. He reminds me of the state of mind that many of our people that was confined to ghettos all over the world, but especially over here in America, stranded for over 400 years. That type of energy that he brought, that we was internalized to each other, because I was a part of that. Mm-hmm. I was a part of that, right? And they had to keep that confined, and this is what they want to keep that confined. Because when you look at over 400 years of slavery, rape, murder, you know, molestation, all the things that people frown on to now that they want to pretend that didn't happen for over 400 years. They want us to forget, but they can't erase that, because them same soulless bastards that were hang our ancestors had their damn nerve to take photos. You understand?
Yeah.
So they want to keep that type of energy confined, because if you take that energy, see, we're dealing with an energy that's not going to accept that hippie-looking Caucasian Jesus. But if we didn't accept that concept, that type of love that we once had for ourselves and each other, we will stop looking at that image as our savior. We will stop looking towards them to come do something for us that we won't take time to do for ourselves. And we will finally put a nail in the coffin of that mystery God, because no scripture told you to worship something outside of yourself. None of them do. But they convinced the childlike mind of our people to embrace that. That's why it's so easy for us to kill people who look just like us, and we'll let them get away, like that devil or demon who went up into the church and killed those people and got away with it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Hooney. Can you give us your date of your next show and the time?
Yes, ma'am. The next show, next advancement will be, matter of fact, my anniversary. I'll be finally doing 4 years, four complete years, and it'll be the anniversary. And I got some very special guests on that particular night. It'll be May 6th, Thursday, 9:30. The name of my show is We Will Away. Thank you.
All right. All right. You heard him. The international Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting this Friday for the class of 2020. A real rough year last year, but he made it in one of the most roughest years in human history. The Magic Man Haru, the Master Sound Therapist, Hooney Baka-Tun. Got another caller right now, Sister Bessie. And remember, this is Sister Bessie's show. She's hosting it, y'all. Caller, you're online right now, Sister Bessie and the Honeybee Files right here at ONE.
Hi, peace and blessings. Hi, sister. Peace and blessings.
Hi, it's Lena Blue.
Calling. Hi, sister. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. What's your opinion on our brother DMX?
Yes, I thought that I had to call in because, you know, I connected him. For me, when I'm going through something, music is usually involved in getting me through it. So when you guys played I'm Gonna Lose My Mind Up in Here, that song was so key to me when it came out because of the struggles I was enduring working a hard job, being a young mom, and all that. And I was like, it was just so much pressure. So that song just really resonates with me, with him. I really love DMX. You know, seeing all the videos and the movies, and you know, he was an icon, and we're going to miss him. But as Brother O said, you know, we're all connected. You know, like even though, you know, we all have different struggles, we're still connected through having those struggles, and that's what joins us to each other. And that's something that we should remember. That whenever you know that, that you're not ever alone in your struggle, and that music can give voice to those emotions that we're feeling. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, thank you so much, Lena. And can you tell us your show and time and what date?
Sure. My show is Awakening the Goddess, which will air this Wednesday, April 14th at 9:30 p.m. on the ZONE Network.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sister. Brother Ngozi?
I'm always here with you, babe. Listen, I want to thank people for calling in. Oh, 1 second, Bessie. I want to thank people that really called in tonight and shared their truth. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there. Plus one. Okay, plus one. This is a celebration, man. Like I said, you know, and remember, Bessie, way back in 2013, a young lady that started this network with me, the great Ricky Rochelle Jones, she said, man, I got something for you. I said, what? And she came up with a cigar and cognac collection. It was one of the baddest hip-hop tracks, you know, combinations I've ever heard. And tonight, man, you know, you with DMX, man, coming from your heart, it's wonderful. Like I said, I challenge all the ladies, and, you know, please, you know, even if you don't know poetry, write something. I don't care if it's five lines, you know, two sets, you know, two pieces, do it. And let's get, you know, get this thing started, man. Another great form of genius by me, your boy Honey D. Now, of course, we have another call on the line right now, and we want to thank all the callers that's called in and been so patient with us. And, you know, what more can I say? Caller, you're on the line right now. And Sister Bessie is the host of Honey Bee Files right here on ONE.
Hi, peace and blessings.
Hey, Sister Bessie. Loving the show tonight.
Hi, where are you calling from?
This is Wadette at Mentuhotep L, calling out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
All right, my brother. And what's your opinion on DMX, and do you have a piece that you have written concerning DMX?
DMX had been a catalyst for my appreciation for hip-hop. And as far as his impact, as far as on the world and other people, you know, it has been great, and even helps me to even focus, to even become the best that I can be to help others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Do you have a piece that you've written us? You want to say?
No, I do not at this time. Not at this time. But I'm loving this show tonight, and yes, I'm enjoying it. And I appreciate it.
Are you you're one of our hosts, right?
Yes. Yes. My show is called. A&M University, Agriculture and Manufacturing, called Culture and Industry. It'll be the first Wednesday of every month.
All right. Thank you, my brother, and thank you for your support, and thank you for helping us give a tribute to DMX. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you all.
All right, we'll keep this thing rolling, man. We got another call on the line right now. And I always say, you know, this woman is special to me because she does a lot of work for us here at ONE Dynasty, you know, getting people together and making them great. The commissioner of our network, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith.
Hi, Sister Angela.
Hello. How are you guys tonight? I'm loving this show. I really am. It's kind of hard for me because this one kind of emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to look at some of his videos, some of his interviews, and I tell you, I felt like I knew him personally. And when you come to social media and you hear and you see the different comments, for people to want to put people in a place that they don't have the power to put people.
Yes.
You don't know the shoes that people walk in. And if you could walk a mile in their shoes, you probably wouldn't be able to handle it. But we so quick to criticize.
Mm-hmm.
I sit and I listen to his interview when he talked about the first time he was introduced to crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm. 14
and
years old.
I know that struggle. I know that struggle because I have family members that's dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that struggle. And his life, it was rough. But it's everybody's life. We've seen, everybody can look at him and they can see some part of them in him.
Yes.
So I just say we need to stop trying to put people in a heaven or hell that we don't have the power to put them in and learn to love. Because I'm a Christian and I believe in the Bible, and my Bible tells me that the Word created the Word. So we have to go in that Word, and we got to be able to find ourselves in the Word. And the Word is not hate, nowhere, shape, or form. And love covers a multitude of sin. I tell you, I had opportunity on Sunday on my other show to interview a young lady that had the opportunity to meet him a couple of months ago. She was at a restaurant in Atlanta, Spondivity, and they were just out eating. And she said he walked up to them because of the shirt that they had on. Her husband has a ministry called Prisons of Power. And he was just impressed about the shirt and came up to them and began to have a conversation, and they took pictures. And she began to tell me of how the conversation that they had and the impact that he had on her life for that just that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, people don't understand what people are going through, and I wish they would stop criticizing and putting people in a heaven or a hell. I want to thank Brother O for this show tonight, for honoring him and giving people an opportunity to share their thoughts and to share what he meant to us.
Thank you, sister. Can you tell us your time and show and what day?
Okay, so my next show, Walk in Purpose with Angela, will be on May 5th.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Our commissioner.
And I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary.
All right. Ain't that crazy? Yeah. You were celebrating May hard with Huni Bakatoon and the commissioner of our league. We want to thank her for what she does for us on a constant basis. She's been through a lot of trials and tribulations, Sister Bessie, in this year, in this linear year. She's seen people not be strong enough and not have the wherewithal to stick with OD Dynasty. And she's seen how we have progressed in spite of that. Listen, this is a love offering. There's shows that are going to rub against your skin to the white meat. And there are shows that are salves and a balm of Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Thank you so much, our Commissioner Angela Thomas Smith. And of course, we have more people that would like to come on. Yeah, Bessie. You know, listen, you know, this is, go ahead, girl.
Yes, I would like to say something to the people out there. Like I said before, and like Angela said, stop judging people. Because let me explain something to you. I was a crackhead too. And I'm talking to you. Understand that? I'm talking to you. You got to stop that in our communities and around the world with your judgment. You know, you're killing spirits. You're killing souls. And you brothers out there just shooting in the community. You remember in slavery? You remember how they had to have, made the men have sex with their moms, their daughters, and all this? You don't know who you killing out there. You may be killing your own relative. We got to think better of. We got to think better of us. We got to do better for us and our children in the community. Please, that's all I got to say.
No, that ain't all you got to say. That's what you got to say right now. That's what listen, y'all. Goodbye, DMX.
Let us pray for those that we've lost. but know that we miss him for selfish reasons. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. In Jesus' name.
Cause we all go anyway, I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be anyway, I'ma say goodbye today. We've grown in so many ways, but I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day, I'ma say goodbye today.
I'ma say goodbye today, cause I don't know when we gon' cross paths again. Until then, I'ma be that, and see that, speak the truth. Believe that, I'ma see that, to reach the youth. My suffering will not be in vain, neither will your pain. Every since you passed, I hear your name. Rest in peace to autumn. We all know cancer cells kill, but if they caught them, they could have fought them. And you'd still be here, right here with us. We'd have plenty of time before death came to get us. But what is death like? Should I really care? After looking at it, was life really fair? Did you burn any bridges? Did you make amends? Did you ask God for forgiveness for your sins? What is heaven like? If you could come back, should you? If you could communicate from over there, would you? Those questions that we ask ourselves every day.
Cause we all know anyway, I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day, I'ma say goodbye today. We've grown in so many ways, but I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day, I'ma say goodbye today.
So young, so gifted, direction of life was uplifted. When the wind shifted, it took a turn for the worse. But the blessing come the curse, the nigga stressing, cause the dog is in the hearse. My nigga Divine was way too young to die. Fell out the nest and was way too young to fly. But that didn't stop fate from happening. Idle time is the devil's hate, what's happening? God, no, I didn't go that way. Coming from a man's way, why did he go that day? Lately, I dare say, life goes on. Donuts, tray, and dirt, I say, please be strong. He was supposed to be on the road with me. I wish somebody would've came to get me. Niggas would've had to hit me. But until then, my friend, I'ma say goodbye today.
You never know when. I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day, I'ma say goodbye today. We've grown in so many ways, but I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day, I'ma say goodbye today.
I'm trying not to cry, but it'll be hard. I just miss not having you here. Even though I know you're in a better place, I just miss not having you here. It's kind of selfish when you think about it. That's nature. Life. Spirit. Never die. Love you again.
Sister Bessie, this was one of the best tracks, man. You know what I mean? You know, I've heard, you know, in a long time, you know what I'm saying, from someone else that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Because I always, you know, put down that thing. So, but I really appreciate you on this constant basis giving what we need in the internet world. It's a message of hope, a message of redemption. a message of truth. And now, of course, you know, before I bring on the next caller, I told you this week would be about a lot of editorials. And it's funny that we have to be able to understand the 14th Amendment and its privileges of truth, justice, and the American way. So, Bessie, mute your phone for 1 second. You know, I want to make sure that people understand that a lot of people's strength and their guidance has been the great 14th Amendment. And a lot of times people forgot what was going on back in 1963 from the words of John F. Kennedy. Good evening, my fellow citizens. This afternoon, following a series of threats and defiant statements, the presence of the Alabama National Guardsmen was required on the University of Alabama to carry out the final and unequivocal order of the United States District Court of the Northern District of Alabama. That order called for the admission of two clearly qualified young Alabama residents who happened to be born Negro. That they were admitted peacefully on the campus is due to good measure to the conduct of the students of the University of Alabama, who met their responsibilities in a constructive way. I hope that every American, regardless of where he lives, will stop and examine his conscience about this and other related incidents. This nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds. It was founded on the principle that all men are created equal. Again, I say this again, to what we go through today and your interpretation on the Dynasty listeners, hosts, sponsors, and people of background. It was founded on the principle that all men are created equal and that by those rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man is threatened. Today we live and we're committed to a worldwide struggle to promote and protect the rights of all who wish to be free. And when Americans are sent to Vietnam or West Berlin, we do not ask for whites only. It ought to be possible, therefore, for American students of any color to attend any public institution that they select without having to be backed by troops. Ought to be possible for American consumers of any color to receive equal service in places of public accommodations, such as hotels and restaurants and theaters and retail stores, without being forced to resort to demonstrations in the street? Is it ought to be possible for every American citizen of any color to register to vote in a free election without interference or fear of reprisal? It ought to be possible, in short, for every American to enjoy the privileges of being an American without regard to his race or his color. In short, every American ought to have the right to be treated as he wished to be treated, as one would wish his children to be treated. But this is not the case. The black baby born in America today, regardless of the section of the nation in which he's born, is about one half of much chance of completing high school as a white baby born in the same place on the same day, one third of much of completing college, one third of much chance of becoming a professional man, twice as chance of becoming unemployed, about one seventh as much of earning nearly at that time $10,000 a year, a life expectancy in which is 7 years shorter, and that prospects of earning only half as much. This is not a sectional issue. Difficulties over segregation and discrimination exist in every city, in every state of the union, producing in many cities a tide of discontent that threatens the public safety. Nor is it a partisan issue at the time of domestic crisis. Men of good and men of goodwill and generosity should be able to unite regardless of party or politics. This is not even a legal or legislation issue alone. It is better to settle these matters in the courts than on the streets, and new laws are needed at every level. But law alone cannot make men see right. We're confronted primarily with a moral issue. It is old as the scriptures, and it's clear as the American Constitution. The harder question is whether that Americans, all Americans, are to be afforded with equal rights, equal opportunities, whether they're going to be treated as fellow Americans, as we want to be treated. If an American, because his skin is dark, cannot eat
lunch at a restaurant open to the public. He cannot send his children to the best public school available. He cannot vote for the for the public offices who represent him. In short, he cannot enjoy the full and free life which all of us want. Then who among us will be content to have the color of his skin changed and stand in his place? Who among us will then be content with the counsels of patience and delay? At that time, 100 years of delay has passed since President Lincoln freed the slaves, yet their heirs, their grandsons, are not fully free, even in 2021. They're not yet fully free from the bonds of injustice. They're not yet fully free from social and economic oppression. And this nation, for its hopes and all its boasts, will not be fully free until all of its citizens are free. We preach around the world, and we mean it. We cherish our freedom here at home. But are we to say to the world, and much more importantly, to each other, that this is the land of the free, except for the black man? That we don't have any second-class citizens, except for the black man? That we have no class or caste system, no ghettos, no master race with respect to the black man? Now's the time for this nation to fulfill its promise. The events in Birmingham and elsewhere has so increased the cries for equality that no city or state or legislative body can prudently choose to ignore them. The fires of frustration and discord are burning every nation, north and south, where legal remedies are not at hand. Redress is sought in the streets, in demonstrations, parades, and protests, which create tension and threaten violence and threaten lives. Therefore, a moral crisis is at hand in this country. And as a people, it cannot be met by repressive police action. It cannot be left to increase demonstrations in the streets. It cannot be quieted by token moves of talk. It's time to act in Congress, the state, and local bodies, and above all, in our daily lives. Those who do nothing are inviting shame as well as violence. Those who act boldly are recognizing right as well as reality. President Kennedy said next week he should ask the Congress of the United States to act, to make a full commitment that has not been made in this century to the proposition that race has no place in American law or life. Race, gender, preference has no law today in American life. We must make a commitment to love each other. Those who don't do that welcome shame as well as self-deprivation. We must act. We must be strong. We must be a people that will love each other, thought of each other. We must love all folk. Have our opinions, yes, but share your opinions with love and understanding so we do not fall into that trap. The 14th Amendment says to all people, equal rights under the law. Sister Bessie, any comments on my statements tonight? I think Sister Bessie fell out in the spirit, y'all. Sister Bessie fell out in the spirit. We'll bring on our next caller. Caller, you're on the line right now with the 100 B Files by DJ Olasky right here at Orny Dynasty.
Brother O, Sister Bessie, this is Terrence Trent. How you guys doing this evening?
How you doing, brother? Back? we made she fell out in the spirit, yo. So let's keep on with. You know, talk to us tonight how you feel about DMX and my editorial tonight.
First of all, it was tough coming behind your editorial because that was outstanding. And the whole thing with DMX, just like you said, it's a celebration. You know, the brother spit rhymes with power and aggression that spoke to the pain and the challenges that we have to deal with on a daily basis in this country and everything. And he spoke to that, you know, and he inspired a lot of people by that. And I'm glad that we're having this celebration. I don't have a poem or anything, but I just wanted to comment. I think this is an outstanding show, and your editorial was outstanding. I just wanted to say that about Brother. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Brother Terrence.
Oh, she's back.
Brother Terrence.
Yes.
Yes, can you give us your show and your time and date, please?
Yeah, my show is tomorrow, actually. It's tomorrow at 9:30, 9:05 on Facebook Live, hopefully. but the show is tomorrow. That's the Terror Strength Know Your Right show. So it's
all right.
Tomorrow.
All right.
My brothers and sisters, make sure you tune in. Brother, I had to unmute myself. But
that's okay.
That
I mean, you know, what happens is that those who do not include others are inviting, you know, shame as well as violence. We have to be inclusive. Yes, we have the right to say what we have to say. And there's no censorship, at Only Dynasty. You have to say, you know, whatever your show is, it is what it is. You have the right. But your opinion tonight on my editorial.
Oh, I love the editorial. It needed to be said. I'd like to add something to it. I noticed something in Philadelphia. They had a protest recently, and they were asking for $100 million to fight the violence in the community. But, you know, as we know of, a year ago or 2 years ago, there was money designated for HUD and housing. But that money was transferred to the prison system.
We
got to stop asking for money to bring our community down. Now, we're going to have people evicted
in this area.
Mothers and their children, and you asking for $100 million for that. We need housing. PHA shouldn't be closed. HUD shouldn't be closed. So we need that money for those people that are being evicted. These families. If these families can provide for themselves in their own home, there will be less violence.
Yes. Yes. You
so
know, it's funny you said that, Betsy.
Yes.
You know, it's funny you said that. It's funny you said that because the Department of Housing and Urban Development, what happens to that? But I have something else to say tonight. And I'm going to separate myself from the company. I'm going to separate myself from Oney Dynasty. And Gozy Time Multimedia, my host, and my sponsorship. I said something 5 years ago that made people upset with me. 5 years ago, in 2016, I left the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. When I first started, you know, this network, I was, you know, big time supporter and a member of the NAACP. Where are you? When people are dying in the streets. Hold on, Bessie. Where are you when people are discriminated against? Advancement of colored people. No matter if you're heterosexual, homosexual, trisexual, or trying to make ends meet. You don't stand up for people in the community.
Where are you?
There's no more legal counsel. Where are you? When it came down to, you know, George Floyd, there's no way in the world that the best black lawyers in the world are not in the Twin Cities right now representing the Floyd family and winning this case, period. Period. Where were you when it came down to Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery and Sandra Bland? And all the people who have died by the hand. Where were you at the Zimmerman trial for Trayvon Martin? All you folks
at the NAACP need to be ashamed of yourself. The great, great lawyers of Houston, White and Marshall, that fought for a young lady by the name of Linda Brown in Topeka, Kansas in 1954. That one move, listen to what I'm saying to you tonight. That Ola Deli is not always about, you know, about sensationalism and being the greatest ever, been, you know, the greatest producer ever in internet radio history. We already know that. That's not what I'm saying tonight. Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas changed lives. The gay rights movement, I want to say something to you guys. It was the 14th Amendment in 1868 that gave the right of people to be human beings. That's why this movement has progressed, because of the rights of indigenous people that worked hard on the land and built this country. Mm-hmm. Everything is relevant. People have the right to live their lives how they want to live their lives, period. That is part of civil rights. And something that I want to say tonight to all the women out there, and I say this as a CEO, we must bring back the Equal Rights Amendment and say that all human beings are equal under the law. There's no way a woman that works just twice as hard as a man should not be paid the same wage. It is a travesty of this country. Yes, they passed civil rights. Yes, they passed, you know, gay rights of marriage and all that. But what happened to the woman? What happened that, you know, back in the day they said that a woman, because, you know, you're protected by your man and all of that. Understand this. A woman is a human being just like a man, and she deserves the same rights as a man. Let us here at Oney Dynasty understand, and to 2021, I will be in Washington, D.C., representing this network to bring forth back the 26th Amendment to free women and make sure they have an even playing field when it comes down to earning a decent wage. There's no way in the world that a woman doing the same job as a man should not be paid the same wage as a man. And I said what I said. We want to thank Sister Bessie the Truth for tonight on this outstanding show about DMX. This is Oney Dynasty. And what a God knows what I'm talking about, because he's been here. You know, we say what we say. That's it. Don't worry about it. You feel some bad, you feel bad about it, stick your head in the mud, and hopefully you don't suffocate. But, of course, tonight has been all about Sister Bessie the Truth and her outstanding track of Earl Simmons tonight. And before I go into, you know, the wonderful Ngozi time, Sister Bessie, your last thoughts of this outstanding show with the dynasty that never quits. Because if the farm quits, that's it. Because the farm don't quit.
I send my condolences to DMX family, and I hope we uplifted your spirits concerning him. And I love him, and I'm not going to say anything negative, because he left us a book, and we need to learn from that book that he left us. And he was a talented individual. No matter what he went through, no matter what drugs he was under, he was talented, and he had God in his spirit. And if you don't understand that this is a spiritual war against your soul and your spirit, you'll be lost.
All right. You heard what she said tonight. And, of course, we all have our opinions. I know how to separate myself. If you don't like it, I'm still CEO, and I'm still great, and we'll still be on tomorrow night with Know Your Rights. I laugh at you guys because y'all funny to me. Support me and love me, because I am a God. Tomorrow night on these OD stations, we have Know Your Rights by Terrace Strength. This man has done great things for our network, and he needs to be definitely appreciated. tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations. Of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is on the Deli and Goatee Enterprise. It reaches, of course, at www.TheLookingGlassEntertainment at WordPress.com, as well as in Goatee Prime Time on that. Damon.com. We're in Goatee Time both on Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Goatee Appearance at Google Plus. Ola Deli Malou and Goatee at Facebook, as well as our business page. You know, Honeybee Files, right? You know what time it is, right? As well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And I am the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producing nominee for the class of 2021 and the enshrined 2019 International Internet Radio Disc Jockey. Ole Dele Malay Wingozi, also known as your honeybee Olaski, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. We thank you, every one of you. And for the last 2 minutes of the program, I want to thank Sister Bessie the Truther and her outstanding track. Man, oh man, what more can I say? I'm gone and I'm out like shout, y'all.
Peace.